In a world of highly produced popular music, where the vocals share the stage with a variety of instruments, the notion of a single voice singing without accompaniment sounds almost revolutionary. In this week's What's in a Song, we meet Elizabeth Leprell from Rural Retreat, Virginia. She's a young artist who sings ballads that resonate like an old fiddle. Leprell remembers coming across one of her favorite songs years ago when she was leafing through a book of ancient mountain tunes.
And I flipped to the page and I was like, oh yeah, black is a color. And I hadn't practiced it, but I started to sing it and I just felt so awesome. I felt like I was doing it right.
Black is the color of my true love's hair. His face is like some rosy fair, with the prettiest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground whereon he stands.
It's a touching song. It's about separated love. So there's this really, just a sense of longing to the song, but also this sort of bitter edge. One of the lines is, if you on earth no more I see, I can't serve you as you served me.
I can't serve you as you have.
Which I think is so... cutting, really, like, even if I never were going to see you again, I still couldn't treat you as badly as you treated me,
So fare thee well, my own true love. Our time has passed, but I wish you well.
I think the fact that it is so spare, just one person speaking, people aren't used to that. Suddenly they're just riveted to these words that are coming out. And, it can be really terrifically moving. And I love it a lot.
I love my love and well he knows. I love the ground where on he goes. If you know can't serve you as you have me.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Talanidis of the Western Folklife Center. And for more in our series, What's in a Song, go to nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
Our feature, What's in a Song, is produced with support from the George S. and Dolores Dory Eccles Foundation.